All but one of the nearly 100 citizens who spoke at the hearing were opposed to the measure. They say the rule would rely on an undependable database, and immigrants would have too little time to obtain the needed documentation. And though Secretary of State Schultz calls this rule a relaxed version of the previous one, Legislative Director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa, Rita Bettis, says it isn't enough.
The proposed amendments to that rule are inadequate, and in fact, we believe that this rule needs to be rescinded entirely as well. The proposed action is not within the authority of the agency of the Secretary of State.
Charlie Smithson, legal counsel to the Secretary of State's office, says much of the debate is being misconstrued.
We're not purging anybody. I mean, there's still a lot of procedural steps at the county level, and a lot of this is actually to protect people. We're trying to give them a heads up saying, hey, there may be an issue here that you need to get resolved. It's not us attacking people.
The Administrative Rules Review Committee in the State Senate will review the latest version of the proposal next Wednesday. In Des Moines, I'm Claire Roth, Iowa Public Radio News.